Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Prayer for Boldness for Christ Beyond Our Screens by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I'm with you always, to the end of the age." Matthew 28:18-20. Dear Christian social media users, do we delight in making Christian content more than we delight in making disciples? As a blogger myself, this is a question that's been on my heart lately, followed up with, am I too intimidated to evangelize for Christ outside of social media and face-to-face with those around me? Perhaps I'm hiding behind my screen when God's calling me to step out of my comfort zone and reach those that He's physically, not just virtually, put in my path. I know that the Lord can use our online content to evangelize and disciple others, especially if we're sharing His truth with others. But if we're not careful, our eyes and our time can become so fixated on pumping out good content that we lose the focus of investing in others' lives, to truly take spiritual responsibility for each other as followers of Christ. This happens primarily in our day-to-day relationships with the people physically around us, but can also be fruitful online if we make the time to build relationships that way. We must remember that we don't want to be part of creating information consumers, but rather truth pursuers who long to follow Jesus. God can use your content that you post on social media to help others learn about the Lord and His Word, absolutely. We just need to be careful that we're not giving our heart and time to the disciplines of social media content curation more than the dedication of true evangelism and disciple making. So let's not become distracted by a good thing that might lead us to forsake the main thing that Jesus has called us to do. Jesus gives us an important command to his disciples in the Great Commission in Matthew 28. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. God cares more about souls, not about what strategy may increase the number of followers or likes or shares or video views on your platform. And we should too. So much good can come from what we share online, but we must make sure it has its proper place in our life. This means that we must guard our time on social media so that we can prioritize time for in-depth Bible study and prayer, too. We can be a light for Christ on social media, but if we're neglecting spiritual disciplines such as prayer and Bible study, we'll quickly become dry spiritually, and soon evangelism and discipleship won't be priorities in our life either. So let's ask the Father for boldness to share truth with others and be able to balance our virtual connections and face-to-face relationships so that we can grow closer to God and so that others may know Jesus too in a more life-changing way. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your gift of technology that allows us to reach others with your gospel both far and wide all over the globe. The connections we make online can be so fruitful and impactful, but often it becomes so much easier to get swept away by the virtual world and neglect the people truly in front of our nose. I ask that you would help me prioritize my time spent on social media. I want to share your truth with everyone, both online and in person, but I don't want to allow my screen to keep me from reaching out to those who are physically right around me. I ask for your boldness when I feel intimidated or embarrassed. I trust your Spirit will empower me to share the gospel with those who need it. Thank you for the believers you've placed in my life. So may I take discipleship more seriously so that I can grow closer to you with others as we continue to learn more about you and your word. Let this fuel our passion to evangelize to those who need the hope that only exists in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.